Bundyville is a podcast produced by Oregon Public Radio. It chronicles the rise, the fall, and the resurgence of the Bundy family, the armed uprisings they inspired, and the fight over the future of the American West as well. Cliven Bundy and his sons made national headlines, if you remember, during their first Nevada standoff with the federal government back in 2014, and then again later in 2016 when they took over the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in eastern Oregon. Now, despite these armed and very public standoffs against the government, federal prosecutors failed to win convictions in both cases. Bundyville explores broad questions raised by both the uprisings and the court proceedings that followed. Ryan Haas is the news director with Oregon Public Radio, and he joins me to talk about Bundyville and the impact that the Bundy standoff has had on our region. Ryan, I want to welcome you to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
First off, Ryan, before we talk about the podcast itself, I give a little bit of overview about the Bundy family. But if you could tell us just a little bit more background about that.
Sure. The Bundy family has been having these sort of disputes with the federal government for many, many decades. And this sort of came to public attention, as you said, in 2014 when Cliven had decided he wasn't going to pay his grazing fees anymore, you know, several years earlier. And the federal government decided, well, if you're not going to pay grazing fees, we're going to have to impound your cattle, who are grazing on public lands. And sort of that started this series of events that have become so public, where the Bundys have called for militias and other folks who have disagreements with the government to come support their cause. And that's resulted in these high profile events where people show up with guns and the FBI shows up and all these sorts of things.
And talk about how this series looks into really the politics, but also the fringe religious beliefs that seem to drive this family. Am I correct in making that assumption?
Yeah, totally. That was like one of the most interesting things we found in the reporting of this series, is that the Bundy family, you know, they're Mormons, and there's many, many Mormons in this country who are part of mainstream society. But the Bundys have this very different version of Mormonism that they believe in. It's really rooted in belief that the Constitution is a divinely inspired document, and that Mormons are really their job is to protect the Constitution because it is the Word of God. And so the Bundys have this strange fundamentalist belief that kind of is an undercurrent. They don't really talk about it publicly that much, but when you sit down with them and kind of ask them to lay out their religious beliefs, suddenly you start to understand why they have so much conviction behind what they do, because they feel this is part of their faith. You know, that's a very personal thing for a person, and that kind of drives what they do to some degree.
And then they have followers that tend to believe this way as well. And where are their followers now? Where is the movement right now?
Well, you know, many folks are still out there, and many, many people still support the Bundys. Since they've been out of jail in early 2015, they've been going around the West and holding talks and discussing the standoffs and sort of what they believe and where they think this movement should go next. And they've had, you know, many hundreds of people turn up for these talks. So they still have a lot of support in the West. You know, some of the folks who were involved in these standoffs are in jail now or have already served prison time for their involvement. But that hasn't really stopped this movement at all.
Tell me, let's talk about the podcast itself. So I know that Oregon Public Radio, or OPB, as you're known, covered the standoff in Malheur County. And you had reporters there for the entire time.
Correct.
Is this kind of a manifestation of, you know, being there that entire time and really getting an inside look at, you know, the Bundys, but also the standoff itself?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's really hard when, like during Malheur or during the standoff in Nevada, I think it's really hard for reporters and journalists in general to really dig down deep into these issues, because these events are so chaotic. You don't know what's going to happen day to day. And so you're just sort of covering the events of the day, right? And this podcast really allowed us to take the time to go back and look at this story from a broader perspective. You know, we go back in this podcast to the 1800s when the Mormons were moving out west because they were being persecuted by the federal government, right? And we go all the way up to today and sort of look at, you know, all the broad context that has led to this and why the Bundy family continues to have these beliefs and this influence, frankly, over a lot of people in the West.
I'm speaking with Ryan Haas. He's the news director with Oregon Public Radio. And we are talking about a podcast, Bundyville, that the Oregon Public Broadcasting has put together. Ryan, this is a 7-series podcast, correct?
Correct.
And so you start from the 1800s, and then where do you end this at?
Right. So we bring it right up to this cultural moment we're in today, right? We talk a lot about how there's this anti-government sentiment that's really growing in America right now. You know, we can see this in the current presidential administration. You know, a lot of folks voted for President Trump because they felt dissatisfied with how the federal government handles problems and how that federal government interacts with their daily lives. And so we talk about how the Bundys kind of dovetail with that a little bit. And they've actually been gaining influence in Washington. You know, we can see that through the Department of Interior and how they've sort of shrunk down some public lands or are considering shrinking some public lands. And we also talk about where this movement may go next. You know, myself and the reporter in the story, Leah Satilli, we went to this place called Patch of Heaven in Nevada. It's not that far from Cliven's own ranch, actually, a few hours drive. And, you know, there's a family that lives there that runs a religious camp, and they have a dispute with the Fish and Wildlife Service. And lo and behold, the Bundys have been there saying, hey, you guys might want to consider having a standoff. Look, we did it, and we came out okay on the other side and got our way. You should consider it, too. And so we talk about, you know, all these disputes that happen around the West between folks who use the land and how they interact with the federal government and how there's all these right possibilities for more of these types of incidents to happen.
Do you think part of this, why the Bundys are basically going around, and it sounds like maybe encouraging something like this, is because there was no conviction for what happened?
I think 100%. I think the Bundys feel like their views were validated through the court process, you know, and, you know, in some ways they were. In Oregon, they were acquitted of all charges, and in Nevada, the case was thrown out because prosecutors, frankly, lied about the evidence in the case. They didn't turn over certain evidence to the defense, and that just sort of fueled the Bundys to feel like, well, look, the government's lying, we're right, and we should continue doing what we're doing.
And so since you covered this, you were if I'm correct, mm-hmm. the lead editor in this,
yes,
with the standoff. And having this insight that you have into the Malheur County standoff and the Bundy family and their supporters, where do you and your reporters see this potentially going next?
Well, I think it could go a few different ways. I think if the government continues to open relations with folks and really show all the functional ways that the government operates within the West, I think this could defuse this movement. But I also think there's the potential for this to continue. I think, the Bundys are gaining more influence. You know, a lot of folks who are close to the Bundy family are running for political office. You know, whether or not they win those offices is a open chapter in this story. But, you know, I think if they continue to gain influence, we could see a lot of changes in how public lands are managed in the West and how people view the government in the West.
Do you think that this is something unique to the West with the Bundys and their supporters? Because when we talk about the idea of there were many people who voted for President Trump, and we mm-hmm. see a dissatisfaction with, you know, how federal government is run, hence, you know, the Bundys gaining this type of traction. Mm-hmm. But these ideas and attitudes, you know, this independence and you know, don't tell me what to do, basically, is a very Western culture. But is it gaining momentum in other places in the United States, or are we still just seeing this specifically in the West?
I mean, I think that sentiment is sort of gaining influence. I think, you know, in some ways, it's really central to the American psyche, right? We're very independent. We believe that we should have the freedoms to do what we want to do. So I think that sentiment is everywhere. I think why this is bubbling up in the West is simply because of the way land is managed out here. It's so sparse. People live so isolated. Like, you go to the Bundy family ranch, and it's very isolated. It's way away from everything else. And sort of you can kind of understand to some degree why they feel like, well, we're out here. We're not bothering anybody. I mean, in their eyes, they are sort of bothering folks. But, you know, they feel like the government shouldn't be able to come in and infringe on their way of life just simply because of the wide open spaces, right? It's this cowboy image. And we talk a lot about that in the podcast itself.
And speaking of the podcast, where can people find it?
You should be able to find it anywhere you get your podcasts. So Apple Podcasts, NPR One, Stitcher, anywhere you like to listen. You can also find it on our website, opb.org. And there's also a print series. We did this podcast in conjunction with another media outlet, Long Reads. So there's a print series, which you can find at longreads.com.
Ryan, I want to thank you for joining me today. Ryan Haas is the news director at Oregon Public Radio, and he produced OPB produced the podcast Bundyville. We will also put a link to our website for that podcast if you're interested. Ryan, thanks so much for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gemma.